Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Is it just me, or was it extra dark when I came out this time? Like, I was extra like, oh, I really have to wait for the lights to come on before I'll even know where my chair or the table is, and I certainly won't be able to find my notes that I've already managed to get totally wet from my sweating bottle. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you once again from the UCB Theater before Comedy Bang Bang in front of a live name tag bearing audience. Let's see those name tags. Whip them out. That guy's got a piece of paper. There's a lot of people with just a piece of paper. Ray just wrote it down on a piece of note paper. But there's a clapboard up there. That looks pretty good. God hates what?
Alex.
God hates Alex. I'm not going to ask you about your sexual proclivities, Alex. There's Jenna. This is a great one. It's a big piece of paper and then tiny letters in the middle, Steve Smith. But you know what? You're disqualified because we don't want last names. You're not disqualified. It doesn't matter. I don't decide. Like, looking back, I make some pretty smart decisions for a dumb person, because from the very beginning, I was just like, I'll let the guests pick the name tag. So it's never on me that your name tag doesn't get picked because it's so shitty and stupid. Or it's amazingly creative and my guests just decide to choose otherwise. You know, it's all up to their whims. So good luck to everybody, and thank you all for doing that. I actually do appreciate that. When I go out, like, do the road shows, you know, and we have a big, huge audience and they all whip out the name tags, like, I always think of Los Angeles because you guys, I said it kind of as a joke and then you actually started doing it. So you get the credit for getting the ball rolling on that. I mean, I don't know why anyone would want credit for that. But it's June 7th, Two Oceans 11. I got a tweet from somebody complaining about, oh, when this year's over, I'm going to be so glad to not hear Two Oceans 11 anymore. And I immediately wrote back to him, yeah, well, next year is Two Oceans 12, you idiot. And the other thing that irritated me, he goes, I'm tired of hearing that joke. It's not a joke. It's a turn of phrase that is cute or makes you smile at best. I know what's a joke and what's not a joke. I also know that calling the special episodes boner editions, people are always like, oh, did you mean bonus? What? No, I didn't mean bonus. I'm an adult man who thinks it's funny to say boner edition. I'm an adult man. Why say in one word what you can say in two? Last week I was in Austin, awesome Texas. That's what I wrote. Awesome Texas, because that's what I call Austin. And I had a fuckdiculous good time over there at the Cap City Comedy Club and on 101X with Deb and Jason and KLBJ with Dale and Bob. They've got their own podcast now called Taint and Teabag, and it's going to be... Yeah, right? That's a good title, Taint and Teabag. And it's going to be on the... I think it's going to be on the Kevin Smith network of podcasts, but I'm going to go back to Austin soon and be a guest on a taping in front of an audience there. So if you're listening in Austin, keep an ear and eye out for that. Upcoming dates also include Charleston, South Carolina at the American Theater on Saturday, June 11th. I'm going to be in Sunnyvale, California at Rooster Teeth Feathers on June 15th. Denver Comedy Works June 18th at 420. And all of my tour dates are on douglovesmovies.com. And my shows that are coming up June 23rd through 30th are going to be filmed for an upcoming movie that I will tell you more about later. And regarding one of the disagreements that Sam the Ma'am Levine and I had on last week's ep, Dr. Lecter, what's her name? Jodie Foster. When she's on the phone with Dr. Lecter, he most definitely hangs up the phone. Like, he hangs it up, but there's no dial tone. So we were both sort of right on that one. And then... I know. Nobody gives a shit about that one. When I wrote it down, I was like, this is really funny because nobody cares about this, and yet I'm going to clear it up, even though no one is like worried about it at all. But then the other thing is, the movie Everything Must Go was in zero theaters in Los Angeles while we were playing in theaters now. And it's still no excuse for how terrible I was at the game, but I love Lil Wolverine, and everything's good. And Sam will be appearing soon in round three of the Tournament of Championships. But first, it's time for round two, you guys. Please welcome Sean Jordan, Scott Aukerman, and Kate McCucci. I was telling them backstage that the applause, like for listeners, goes on for a really long time because the guests, they're backstage kind of enjoying each other. And
sexually,
a lot of hand jobs, and
fun, guys.
And then
good times.
And then, so then, when I introduce them, it always takes a little while for them to come out. So the applause goes until they come out. So every time, it seems like you guys get applauded.
Great story.
I acted like I didn't know where I was going just so I could be after Scott. So there it is.
All right. Well, you know, it's an interesting development that the guests have been sitting down strategically. Because not unlike being at a poker table, you want to be next to the right person when it's being passed around during
right
the
person.
During the Leonard Maltin game.
Mm-hmm.
Who I saw Leonard today and then didn't say hi to him. Like, I still don't feel, I still have so much respect for the man.
Where did you see him?
I saw him. Well, I'll tell you in a little bit. Let's see. Right. Yeah, that's gonna come up shortly.
That is a list.
It's on my piece of paper.
What a cliffhanger.
Yeah, people are going to listen to all of this one for sure.
I want to know where he hangs out.
We did a 90-minute episode last week, and at the end, I said who the shitheads were. Rene Russo and Joe Beth Williams, so totally deserved on both of their parts. And, no, completely random. But I said, I wonder how many people listen to the whole 90 minutes. You know, like, how many people actually hang in there? So if you do, write to me on Twitter and tell me who the shitheads are. So I got all these responses on Twitter. It must have been at least 15. Saying, no, I got a shit ton of responses saying Joe Beth Williams and Rene Russo are shitheads. And I just started to worry that either of those ladies is on Twitter or their children. And they're going to be like, why is this this shithead shitstorm surrounding my mother? What did she do?
Actually, both of those ladies are barren, so... don't worry about it.
Can you imagine? I can't have children, and I've been called a shithead.
The ultimate indignity.
Oh, God. So, Sean, you advanced to this round in the Douglas Movies Live in Portland show that we did.
Yeah, that Jennifer Love Hewitt movie. That sealed it.
What was it called? What was the actual name of it?
Heartbreakers.
Heartbreakers, yeah.
It matches the
you knew
back
too much about Heartbreakers, which says a lot about you. I was on a flight recently with Jennifer Love Hewitt. She was in coach and I was in first, so that was I tweeted that was a small victory. And then, of course, every other dude on Twitter tweeted back, yeah, but you'd still fuck her, or oh, yeah, but the guy that sat next to her had a better seat than you did, and all that kind of shit. And you know what? I mean, she's still a very pretty girl, but...
That's it. She just is. She's just a good-looking girl. She might be a terrible actor,
but... she was dressed like a
prostitute.
No. I wish. She was dressed like... She was dressed like...
Like a mom?
Yeah, like a Carol Burnett character.
So.
You know what I mean? Like the
one with the drapes?
Like the lady that sweeps up at the end of her show. Wow. Like, she just looked like a crazy... She had, like, a hat on and a blouse that had way too many colors on it, and she just seemed like kind of... I don't know. She's probably a nice person.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, what's my fucking point? I have no idea. But, yeah, so... You won for that movie because you...
Because I have a Jennifer Love Hewitt lower back tat, like I said earlier. With all of her movies going down my right thigh.
But... But Heartbreakers was definitely like if you want to just look at Jennifer Love Hewitt and enjoy her at her peak, it was probably that movie.
Well, it's like nobody caught this, but Jason Lee's in that movie, and I had prefaced that by saying I'm going to pick this category because Jason Lee was in a movie with her and I skateboard, and it just so happened to be that movie, and nobody even caught that, so that there it is right there.
Yeah, I certainly don't catch anything. I'm trying to host a show. I'm not listening to what you're saying.
Thanks.
So you can get you can hear a recreation or the actual thing actually on iTunes. If you go in there to the comedy album section and get Live in Doug Loves Movies Live in Portland, it's $2, and you can also get it on AST Records for those of you that aren't into iTunes. And Sean and I are doing a show together in Sioux Falls. What's the name of the place? The Orpheum?
The Orpheum in Sioux
Falls.
That
sounds like the biggest theater in all of whichever Dakota it is.
There's two escalators in the whole state, and one of them's at the Orpheum, I think.
I can't wait to ride it.
I'm not. There's no bullshit. There's one at the airport, and I can't think of it.
If it's broken, it's
escalator.
Just stairs, of course. Mitch Hedberg, rest in peace. So
I heard about that guy.
Yeah, he's the best.
I heard he was funny.
Scott Aukerman. You should check it out. His stuff.
Speaking of funny,
it's available on the internet. Scott Aukerman, you
rest in peace.
You got. You arrived here through the 12 Guests of Christmas episode,
yeah,
where you won outright.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you won the whole thing.
I got it in zero or negative two. I don't remember.
Oh, you did both in the same show. So I even probably said at the time you qualified twice, but you're one person. So how dumb is it that they're letting brother, sister, you know, like two people compete on The Voice?
So dumb.
It's ridiculous.
How dumb?
I knew you'd agree with me, and then we could just move on. So, because people hate it when we stop talking about movies. Kate, how did you advance to this stage of the game?
It was with the movie Cradle Will Rock. Do you remember that
movie.
Day?
Classic.
No, we were doing the podcast at the studio there.
Yeah, it was at the Never Not Funny Studios. And
I was so nervous.
That movie has like 24 names listed.
Yeah, and I had just seen it over Christmas, and I just kind of knew what it was and lucked out.
Well, so would you say that was probably one of your worst Christmases ever? I can't stand that movie, but I got a lot of pushback that day from everybody saying,
really,
oh, it's not so bad.
I like the songs, though.
One time I said to Jack Black, who I've talked to on occasion, I said to him, I was like, wow, that Cradle of Rock, what the fuck happened in that movie? He goes, I was in it, and I don't know. I probably shouldn't,
off the record.
I shouldn't rat him out like that, yeah. He'll never be on this show, so we don't have to reconcile that. Why am I looking at my phone?
I don't know. I was going
to just
pull up the questions on there.
I'm just checking the time, dude. All
right.
Have you guys been to the movies lately?
Yeah.
What did you see that you're so excited about?
I saw Super 8.
Hot
really
Saucerman.
Good.
When did you see that?
Where?
When?
When? I saw it like a month ago.
Holy shit. I saw it today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
that's like a month later than me. Interesting.
Yeah, that's why I was totally jealous.
What calendar are we using for this month?
Yeah, I was totally jealous that you saw it so much earlier, that you enjoyed it so much earlier.
Yeah, it was
it's
really
hard
good.
To talk about without
sworn
spoiling
to secrecy
it, though, right?
That I even saw it. I think I can talk about it now.
I haven't seen it.
Well, it comes out Friday, the same day that this plops. Uh-huh. So, if everybody here could just be cool.
Yeah,
and
let's talk about the entire
plot. And not
plot.
Quote any of us.
And you guys are cool,
first of
right?
all, first of all, the secret, because they're promoting it like it's got a secret. The secret
There's
is
no secret.
It's a piece of shit. But also,
no.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Come on.
I'm kidding. I thought it'd be fun to put some awful publicity out there. No, it is quite entertaining, but the thing that I could not get out of my head is it's just elements of Jaws, Close Encounters, and E.T.
It's like he's doing a pastiche
of Spielberg stuff, but right. picking the right stuff and
making an
movie
entertaining
that's
movie.
As good as
me, me.
Well, that was what he was trying to do.
We're both right. We're both right. Yeah, I think that's what he was trying to do. J.J. Abrams is
really
a very, very talented dude.
Although I was watching it kind of going, I don't know how much respect you can get for making basically ripping off Spielberg. Like every frame is from another Spielberg movie, but Scorsese does that with, movies all the time. So I don't know. I enjoyed it. I liked it. But don't go expecting a secret because there really is no
There's
secret.
There's no M. Night Shyamalan bullshit, where you're like, oh,
he
wow.
does pop out at the end, just kind of waves. Says,
but
talk to you later.
I've kind of half watched the trailer, so I really went into it reasonably cold. the halves
Bottom
between
half.
My fingers that I could see, but I just saw stuff like Kyle Chandler and looks like the whole town's evacuating, and I was just like, this is awesome. It's just like, Close Encounters, but with other stuff, with a different thing going on. It's not necessarily right. Aliens from Outer Space necessarily.
Down to the dialogue in the family scenes and the dialogue in the cars and stuff, all the overlapping dialogue that Spielberg used to do in the three movies
and that
chaotic family
do.
With a lot of
like movies with a bunch of kids, they should not be waiting their turn to say their line. They should all talk at the same time.
And I don't know if you notice this, but there's
like we do, and the ladies of the View.
There is twice in that movie that he does the really funny trick of, in the middle of a boring sentence, something surprising happens. Because most movies, when something surprising happens, it's like, so anyway, what are we going to do today? Boom! But he does it where he goes, so the other day I boom!
That got
I wouldn't
me,
see
I
it coming in either case, but... But yeah, it's got like it's it, that it reminded me of Jaws in that I haven't.
And there's a giant shark in it.
I haven't. No, but like it's got the same
named
kind
Bruce.
Of. It's got the same kind of jump factor as the Ben Gardner's head appearing in the boat in Jaws. Mm-hmm. Like it's got those moments where it's not necessarily going to take the story forward, but it's also not a fucking cat jumping out of nowhere.
Right.
It's always something that's of some sort of relevance instead of just trying to make you jump. And it's really well done. The kids
are great.
Are so
and I
good.
Thought I was going to be annoyed by the Fanning, the youngest Fanning. Or is she the youngest Fanning? Or maybe
there might
more.
Be more Fannings. How those acting families are. That
there's
what's
always
your...
more Fannings.
When it's a stage mom squeezing them out, like they get as many little talented fuckers as they can.
Her real mom is Renee Russo, so there won't be any more Fannings, actually.
Oh.
She's barren and will not produce any more
Fannings. I just wanted to bring that up again.
But they, Dakota's always been a good actress. I don't have any issues with Dakota, but Elle Fanning is like from another planet.
She's a savant.
So gifted.
It's amazing.
So gifted.
It really is amazing.
Yeah. She has some scenes in the movie where she like turns emotions and attitudes on a dime in a very natural way. Mm-hmm. And
I mean, I'm sure
good.
They cut between takes. I don't want to let you in on the movie making process, but...
No, you're
Cut
right.
to another person.
You're right. I did on one of them. I did actually think, they could have just shot the one thing and then said, now let's shoot from another angle. The how you suddenly change to another added, but it's still very good. She does a good job. I'm proud of her. Leonard Maltin was at the screening today, and I didn't even say anything to him.
So that's where you saw him.
I saw him.
We can all exhale.
Yes, Angela Bassett can finally exhale. Was she in that? I was hoping she was one of the four. Okay, good. So, I got my groove back. Listen.
Tay Diggs had a hand in that. Or Tommy Davidson.
He had a whole fist in it.
Oh, I just want to... I forgot to say, it's week three of me not seeing Pirates 4 When a Stranger Calls, and... And I still feel great about it. I still like am leading a normal, productive life.
I am not going to see that either.
I don't think
I made a decision at one point. I was like, oh, I don't actually really care anymore.
Yeah, you know, when you hear it's not as good as one, but it's kind of better than three, you go, then I'm good. Because one was good for what it was. And then I was all right with walking away and made the mistake of going to all of them. Those two and three were like nap movies, you know, like I'd wake up and go, oh, they're still talking about the plot. Back to sleep. I guess we should play the Leonard Maltin game.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Time to get into it.
Yeah. We start a little late here tonight at the UCB, so I'm confused about about how much time we have.
What are you talking about?
Shaw just laughed because when all the name tags come out, it is kind of alarming.
Oh my god!
It's kind of like, oh, Kate's got a videotape with her name on it.
I see that.
Justin's got a shirt that says Justin on it.
Right.
Did you go somewhere and buy that?
I'm named after a boot.
Oh, it's a boot. I like the way he said it, too. I'm named after a boot.
Hello, Dr. Martin.
Hey, is your name Utah? No, it's just on your shirt.
I'm named after a state. God damn.
I wore this because I know you're a fan of Point Break and Johnny Utah. That was his name in that, right? Got such a little reaction. I thought I whiffed it.
No, you home run.
All right. So, extra long Leonard Maltin.
Infield home run, though.
First person.
That has nothing to do with movies. We're blowing it.
First person. I wrote fist person, but you know what I mean. First person to three.
Tay Diggs. He was the fist person. We established that earlier.
I when I go to see, I haven't seen yet, when I see X-Men First Class, I'm going to ask at the box office for X-Men fist ass. Just because it's fun, because they just give you your ticket and rarely comment on it. They know which one you meant. And they don't wanna have that discussion with the man in the raincoat and the black socks. Which is what I'm gonna wear to that movie. That Jennifer Lawrence. Have you seen it?
Yeah,
X-Men?
Yeah.
How is it?
You know what's weird? It's getting such great reviews. I did not care for it. I thought it was silly. I mean, X-Men? Come on. Maybe I'm not the target demo.
Silly.
Did you guys see the Skywriters on the weekend with the X in the sky over
yeah,
there?
Yeah, they kept putting X's up there.
It took me a long time to catch on.
Really?
I did not know what was going on.
Did you just put it together just now?
You thought the sky was dead?
It's like, they're telling us something.
The X's on their eyes.
There's a big porno being filmed in the sky.
First person to three advances to the finals to be done at a location and date to be determined once we have three finalists. So far, Paul F. Tompkins is qualified.
He's good.
Yeah, he is.
Who will be next? I'm trying to build up the drama. Like,
are there any time travelers
like
here?
Like on The Voice. Okay, on The Voice, does it bother you? These are the kinds of things Scott and I talk about that we just don't have the time these days. So.
What's The Voice?
The Voice is where four singing superstars
perform in front of judges.
Sit in Benson Interruption reject chairs, and they have their backs to the singers. They just played it up like it's going to be all about their voice, and then they turn around and they decide if they want the singer on their team. But then the next stage is battles, and then the next stage after that's going to be performances. And my whole point is that like the premise, The Voice, is already out the window.
Yeah.
A few weeks into the show, does that bother you, Hot Saucerman?
Yes, I feel, but I had heard that about the show, that in other countries, the format sagged in the middle, much like Zach Galifianakis's bed. But
They're very good friends. They're very good friends. Which makes it even worse when you think about it. You go out of your way to burn him.
That had nothing to do with it.
Could you just not think of someone else that was a little overweight that everyone would know?
I made that joke about someone else today, and I didn't want to say who that was, so I picked a guy who does not mind being called fat.
Oh, he doesn't mind being called fat?
No, in fact, when we do the Ferns episodes, he insists upon it. So.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, Scott is, if you don't know, Scott's the behind-the-scenes maestro. Is that the right word?
Maestro.
Yes. He coordinates and...
I directed the last one.
Directs the thing, yeah. So, between two ferns.
Take a bow.
You know, Kate, of course, is part of the amazing comedy music Dio.
She's in Dio.
They just, holy all they God, do, all she they is do is Ronnie sing Dio songs. They're called Ronnie.
Very delicately.
They're called Ronnie and James. No, they're Garfunkel and Oates. Yeah. And Sean likes to skateboard. Now let's play the game. Let's play what we came here to play.
By the way, I'm not going to pick anyone who lowered their
name
tag.
I'm not either.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was looking for.
You gotta pick up. You gotta pick the people who have strong arms that hold their sign up. That do not try to take rest periods. It's very intense. So if each of you could go out into the crowd and physically take your name tag that you want to play for and bring it back here to the table, I will start to tell everybody what we're going to be playing for. It's an amazing array. Some guy just did a Mickey Mouse voice that is certainly something he does to lure children into vans. It's very creepy. Oh, no. Oh, no, that's hilarious.
Guys, I just
Holy
broke.
Shit.
I just broke the sign.
Oh, my God, Joe's sign fell apart. We're just going to have to call him Jay.
Joe, get up here.
Joe
really
made a sign of Legos,
I'm
even
really
including
good at Legos,
a little
guys.
Lego man, and Kate picked it, but then she broke it.
Classic. But I'm really good at Legos, so I'm going to fix it for you, Joe. Thank you. No, it's an awesome sign.
Fix
I'm sorry
that up.
I broke it.
Use your Lego skills.
I don't trust myself. I'm going
to fix it. Scott will help you. Scott put down his aviators to help you. He thought he was coming down for a discussion of Top Gun.
You wait until this light goes in his eyes. They're going right back on.
Get that laser beam out of here. So Scott is playing for Elena. And Elena made a clapboard that says, Doug loves movies. And says that I'm the director and the cameraman, which that is what I intend to be someday. And is today the 8th?
7th.
Today's the 7th. Why did you put the 8th on there? Look, I'm going to fuck with that stoner.
I was told it was the 8th today.
I was told it was the 8th. A very good source said it was the 8th.
He was selling me a lot more than an 8th at the time, and I smoked all of it.
I was looking at a picture of a kidnapped victim, and they had a newspaper that said the 8th. Okay, so a kidnapped
I get
victim.
It. I get it.
So you're playing for Elena, and Sean is playing for Hans, who has a Rambo figure with his, I assume, Hans's face.
Shouldn't it have been Hans Gruber from Die Hard with his face on?
Yeah, Hans, you blew it. You got selected with a...
False pretenses.
With the wrong... So whoever wins tonight is going to get a copy of MacGruber.
I love that movie. That movie is so funny.
That's what Sean brought. Yeah, I'm a MacGruber champion. I try to get people to watch it, especially dudes. Some girls might be like, eh. But most dudes love it. Scott brought the Wolf Dead t-shirt.
You can get those new on earwolf.com.
Everyone enjoys
that's
all
a men's
the
large, so for a regular man or a fat chick.
But that's Nick Kroll at the end of every Earwolf show going, the Wolf Dead.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I figured that out. And I'm good with the voices. Like the V8 Juice commercials are Judd Apatow's wife, Leslie Mann. I brought a copy of Doug Benson, Professional Humor Idiot. I brought... Somebody made these for me in Austin. I don't know who their name is, but they made a bunch of them, so I'm going to give them out every week for a while. Hello, my name is name tag with the Doug Loves Movies logo on it. So you could like wear that next week and not get picked. And I don't know why it wouldn't really help you. I brought a woot monkey for the crowd and a woot monkey for the winner.
Talk amongst ourselves? Yeah. Why? Because you...
I'm going to play with this monkey.
Uh-huh.
I saw Drive Angry last night. Nice. That was fun.
Oh, yeah. We had a Drive Angry screening at CineFamily. Some people came out, and Billy Burke from the movie was there, and he had a good sense of humor about it, and Anthony Jeselnik and Steve Agee and I, and we're going to keep doing those like once a month. Scott Aukerman actually got me started over there at CineFamily, so appreciate that, Scott. What else is there to say about it?
I wanted to, is it bad to say what Anthony said during the movie is like my favorite line?
No, I love it.
Because
it was a private thing. Like, only people who had tickets got to hear it. So
like,
share with the world.
Someone's beating the shit out of his girlfriend, and so Nick Cage comes up, and he beats his ass, and then he beats him right into a wall, and then he falls, and the air conditioner falls on his face, and Anthony goes, he just needed to cool off. It was like the funniest thing I've ever heard. I was really stoked on that.
That was pretty good, yeah. That was really funny. And then... Kate McCucci brought art from her own wall. She pulled it off of her wall.
That she made.
That she made it herself.
But how self-indulgent is that to have my own art on my own wall?
That's self-indulgent.
Oh, my God. Joe's Lego thing fell apart again. Now he's going to be called J.E.
It's another... Okay,
what's up, J.E.?
It's going to be fine.
Oh, there you go.
It's all okay.
It. You are good with Legos.
Thank you. I was into Legos for a really long time. Like, way too long.
Legos into
true
your,
story.
I had a Lego train. I had a Lego train in my college dorm.
Wow,
yeah.
That's too old for Legos.
I know.
Joe is learning a valuable lesson tonight. Too old for Legos. The Joe.
This
whatever
painting
his last
doesn't really even make
story.
Much sense.
Well, I like your paintings. It looks like it's a turtle with wings.
Yeah,
it's or maybe a duck face.
The guy tried to make his turtle like the turtle from Super Mario Brothers, but it's a real turtle and it's going to die when it lands.
The glue just didn't do the trick.
Oh, so there's a kind of a sadness about this painting. And it says, put wings and a beak on his turtle, didn't fly. He loved Nintendo too much. Yeah. So that's going to be, someone's going to win that.
Hey, Doug.
From Kate, and you could put it on your wall. Or here's a fun thing: give it back to her, so she can put it back on her wall.
There's a space on her wall right now.
Doug.
Yes.
I feel like this podcast is sagging in the middle, much like Zach Galifianakis's bed.
I heard he was overweight.
Oh, I forgot to pull the cord first before I shot it out into the. Get in the fucking bag. Shut up.
Yeah.
I travel with them now, and going through airport security is always a lot of fun. Why is your bag screaming, sir? Don't worry about it. It's a monkey. I've got a monkey with AIDS in my bag. Move along. You've got terror to stop. Okay. I shouldn't have brought AIDS into that.
I think stopping AIDS is just as important as
that
stopping the terror. So if that's what they're trying to
that
stop,
that was unnecessary.
Fine.
Yeah, stop them all, you guys.
Yep. Agreed.
All right. So since Sean came all the way from Portland to be here this evening, let's start with Kate.
Thank you.
That was like a classic twist.
I didn't see it coming.
And
I didn't channel on,
but you'll be next, so be ready.
It's like reminding me of Super 8 out here. The twist, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's classic Chubby Checker.
M. Night Shyamalan should just do an ultimate fuck you, and like, you know, towards the end of one of his movies, everyone starts doing the twist. And they like can't stop doing it. And Mark Wahlberg's like, why do you keep twisting? I don't know why I'm twisting.
Can I tell you a true story? When I worked on the movie Shark Tale,
please.
This guy,
awesome animated film dropper.
This guy Jeffrey Katzenberg worked on it, and And I got along with Jeffrey. He was a pretty funny guy, but he at one point he would say like bizarre things. And one of the things he said was at one point Will Smith says, "It's a little old school." And we were watching the movie and he pauses it and he goes, "Pause, pause, pause. At this point in the movie, let's have him do the twist."
It's old school. With his little fish fins, that'd be awesome.
Most of the time, like when he spoke, you would go, "Okay," and you'd get to work on it. And everyone just kind of went, "Okay," and then no one ever spoke of it again.
Instead, you had him do the Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. The Running Man.
Which category would you like, Kate? Would you like submitted by at the radio blog on Twitter, The Smiths? Yeah. That's movies with either Will, Jada Pinkett, or Jaden Smith.
Okay.
God, I couldn't remember any of their fucking names.
A lot of classics in there, too.
Yeah, yeah. No, they've made some serious movies, that clan. And or would you like from at Matt Worm, W-U-R-M, Worm, horror movies where the black guy lives.
It's the scariest thing that could happen.
Or, thank God somebody said something worse than my AIDS comment. Get the heat off of me.
That's a get out of jail free card for you.
I keep putting it into play just because he was such a delightful guest. The films of Michael Rooker. Yeah. Which one of those would you like to play, Kate?
I would like to go with The Smiths, please.
You got it. This is either Will, Jada Pinkett, or the kid, Jaden, or any combination thereof. Yeah. Would you like one, a Smiths movie from 96, 2001, or 2003?
Oh, geez. 96?
Okay. Three stars from Leonard.
Okay.
Feels about right to me. I'm comfortable with it. He says about this movie that features one or all of the Smiths. He says that... Holy shit. Everything in this review gives it away. Oh my God. Like, seriously, I can't pick out anything that's not words that are just like, oh yeah, it's that movie. The lead actor in this movie is appealing. So that's a terrible clue.
That's good.
Could be Will or it's not a Jada.
Or a banana.
Yeah. Leading actors are appealing, and it was followed by a sequel. Oh. So that narrows it down a little bit. From 1996, one of the Smiths, and there are six names. How many names do you think you get it in? Kate McCucci.
I mean, I don't know. I feel
AKA
like...
AKA Oates.
Maybe I'm crazy, but I'll say two.
Two's not crazy. Some people are giving you golf applause. Sean Jordan, what are you going to do?
The sequel part's fucking with me. Since we're early...
Yeah, we're playing at 3 points, so don't put too much pressure on this one moment.
The fact that you couldn't find any, because the movie I'm thinking of, the fact that you couldn't find anything to describe it, because it's a pretty...
Are you helping the other players by saying all of this?
I'll say zero.
Okay. Just remember, you don't have to show your work in this game. Scott? Can you go negative?
I could.
It'll put you into the next tournament of championships.
Oh, if I go negative one right out of the gate, it puts me... Oh,
no, I'm just kidding around.
Well...
Maybe it will, though.
I think...
That's not what we're playing for.
that I will go negative two.
Oh. Wow. What? Kate, what do you think you're going to do with that?
Oh, crap.
You got to name them in the right order from the top when you go negative names.
Oh. Because I think I know the movie, and I think I know names, I know people in it, but I just don't know if I could do the right order, and so that's what worries me. I don't...
I can't help you.
I think I'm... So I could say...
You gotta say name it. You'll get the point if he doesn't name the top two people. He might even have the wrong movie in mind.
I may. I very
all right,
well
what movie do you think it is?
I think it's Men in Black.
That is incorrect.
Can I...
Sean, what do you want to say?
Jason's Lyric?
No.
No?
What sequel would...
Wow.
It just seemed like because there's all
I
the
love Jason's
in there.
Lyrics too, Electric Boogaloo. Racist.
I just...
No, does anybody know what it was?
Bad Boys.
Everybody thinks it's Bad Boys. It's not that either.
What is it?
This is a hard-ass game. Sherman Klump is a sweet stumblebum of a science professor who's grossly overweight.
I was racking my brain trying to think of a Jade... What's her name?
Jada Pinkett.
Jada Pinkett movie that had a sequel.
Yeah, yeah. Eddie Murphy
but
and
she
Jada
wasn't
Pinkett
in the sequel.
Were the first two
that's
names.
That's the problem.
Yeah, yeah. Well played, Kate McCucci. Oh, you have a point.
Thank you.
Hey,
thank you.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was Men in Black. I really thought it was Men in Black, so
it's a
I lucked
up
out.
Game.
I was moving backwards from Wild Wild West, and
I was going. I was like Vincent D'Onofrio.
I would just set on Jason's Lyric myself.
I don't even remember that movie. I mean, I remember that title sounds familiar, but I don't know much about it. Okay, so Kate got the point. So Scott was screwed up. So we'll go. We'll start with Sean over here. Would you like? At Double Beatloaf.
At what?
At Double
name,
Double
like
Beatloaf.
Okay.
Suggested first name basis. So these are movies where the title of the movie is just one person's first name. And then at Josh underscore O with two H's, he came up with Dead Man Walkin', which is films where Christopher Walken dies. During the course of the movie. And then what, when, where, who, hi, why, and how, which is one of those words is in the title. What, when, who, where, why, or how. The classic questions you ask yourself if you're a journalist.
Not necessarily in that
order.
Sometimes people say it who, what, when, where, why, how.
I don't know how they say it. Which one of those would you like to play, Sean?
I'll do the first, the main name basis one.
First name basis, okay.
First name basis.
This is just one person's name. Could be a man, could be a woman, could be a puppet, could be a talking shrimp. 1990, 1996, or 2009?
90, 96, or 09?
What?
90, was it
90, 96, or 2009? Yeah, 90, 96, 9.
I wasn't looking to be made fun
what
of.
What a weird way to put that.
96.
What is it, 90, 96, 9?
I was just...
Yeah, those.
96, 96.
Okay. This is a one-word name movie from 96. Letter gives it 3 stars. I'd probably go 2.5. He says about it that it is genial.
Somebody wiki genial real quick.
And it goes... And it's a movie that never quite goes where you expect... And takes its sweet time getting there. It's like a good lovemaker. And it's a good lovemaker. That's my new pickup line. I'm a good lovemaker. I'm going to make love to you good. Tell me about the rabbits. All right. It's from 96, and there are 13 names. How many names do you think you need? Sean, Jordan. There's 12 names.
There's 12 names?
Yeah, 12 names.
Well, that has a heavy weigh on my decision. I don't know. Seven.
Oh, that's a good, strong opening bid. Kate? Right or wait?
Well, I don't
Which
know.
Way are we going?
I think it's me.
It's Ackerman. Okay, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
96.
Why are you staring him down?
If you're going to do that, I'm putting your shades on.
I'm going to say name that movie.
Wow. How many?
Seven, right?
Seven?
Yeah. I have a question about the category. I'm a little slow. So if...
You're not involved anymore.
Wasn't a very good description.
Yeah, you don't really have to worry about it, but...
But ask the question. I
it's
like
the title is just somebody's first name.
It would be fine if you asked the question.
I'd
be stoked on
that. Part of this one?
No. Yeah,
yeah. No, you're out at this point.
Oh,
but it's like somebody's first name, you know, like JFK.
Oh, gotcha.
And,
But, never mind.
I'm just kidding about the... JK, J without the FK.
just fucking kidding.
You get seven names?
Yeah, but
you
I
want
have
the
no
clues
idea
again?
What it is.
Three
yeah,
stars.
I love the clues again.
Three stars. It's what did I say it was? Genial. And never quite goes where you expect and takes its sweet time getting there. Your seven names are Wallace Langham, Tom Hodges, Carla Gugino, Joey Lauren Adams, Wally Ward, Terry Garr, and Gene Stapleton. Some guy just shot a load into the hair of the person sitting in front
Gene
of
Gene Stapleton.
Oh, I know it!
Mixed with Joey Lauren Adams.
Oh! All right. Let's get serious. Those are your seven names. I could tell you, except for Tom Hodges, I could tell you something about every person on that list.
Thanks.
I could tell you that Wally Ward was in Greece.
God damn
I think that was him, right? Any idea?
No.
We gotta move this along.
All right, hold on.
All right, so you lose. Who told him to name it? Scott?
I did.
So now you have a point. Congratulations.
Hitch.
Here come and go.
Hitch is a great guess.
Hitch?
Yeah, no. The other names are Bob Hoskins, Robert Pastorelli, William Hurt, Andy McDowell, and the lead character, whose first name is the title of the movie, played by John Travolta. And the movie's called Michael.
It's like one of my mom's all-time favorite
movies. Oh, my God.
Movies.
So, yeah, so you just pushed it out of your mind.
Sorry, like, Mom.
Mom loves it, but I can't. I saw that movie with my parents.
I did too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe if she would have done a better job raising me, I would have got it.
Holy shit, that's heavy.
No, I'm kidding.
All right, so congratulations to Scott for...
Thanks, I won.
That was smart play.
Oh, we're going. Isn't it 3 points?
Yeah, we got to keep going. So, Kate, you get to start this one off.
Okay.
Would you like states? That's movies where a state in this incredible union that is America, one of our states is in the title. Or would you like a horror movie where the black guy lives? Or Dead Man Walking, the films in which Christopher Walken dies?
I'll take states, please.
You got it. I like the way you say that.
Thank you.
You're like, did you watch the Scripps National Spelling Bee?
No, I actually
They're so
didn't.
Adorable and polite, and then you get their lives shattered. There's only one winner. It's hard to face losing when you know everything. I know everything, and then I lost somehow. That's tragic. 1978, 1989, or 1991? State movies.
89.
Okay. 2.5 stars from Leonard. He says that towards the end of the movie, he says, finally, we get to the good stuff. He calls the movie a waste of time until the concluding sequence.
Someone come in someone's face?
He calls it concluding sequence. You call it a money shot. Everyone has a different name for it.
Sequence is pretty formal.
Yeah.
The closing sequence ended up on her face.
Get ready, Sasha. Get ready, Sasha. It's time for the concluding sequence on your face.
Oh, that was a beautiful sequence.
Nice work, Sasha. What are we talking about? Oh, those are the clues, and there are, holy shit, 19 names.
Oh, no.
This movie that has the state in the title from 1989. How many names do you think you can get it in? Kate McCucci.
I don't know. I don't... 15 names?
It's a good opening bit. I'm proud of you. Shawnee Jordan, what is your bid, sir?
I don't have a bid. I have no idea what it is. So you gotta name it, I guess.
If with I know 13 names?
I know that's cowardly. I get it.
15
I understand. But if I have no idia what it is,
you could cleverly say 14,
right,
and not mention that you have no idea what it is.
Well, but
you're
not
in a tournament of championships.
I know that.
Scott would definitely not let you guess it with 14, but now he might, now that you've made it so clear that you don't know what it is.
He said name it.
Yeah, I did. I did say name it. I know it's lame, and I'm not trying to be lame, but I put in thought, and I know I get it. I understand.
One guy in the back.
I'm trying to bum guys out.
Probably Anthony Jeselnik. Okay, so you get 15 names. That might be the most names I've ever had to read.
Yeah, I know, I know.
At this point in the game, but everybody, please do not. You're going to want to yell it out. You're going to want to beat it into him with that many names. I think a lot of people are going to know, but let's run it. Kristen Dunst, Ileana Douglas, Adrian Brody, Mayor Edward Koch, Julie Kavner, Mae Questel, Mia Farrow, Woody Allen, Carole Bouquet, Chris Elliott, Don Novello, Giancarlo Giannini, Talia Shire. I think that's 15, right? Jeez. And I'll throw in Heather McComb just for the hell of it, because that doesn't help. Do you have any idea what that movie is with the name of a state in the title? Sean.
No, it's not me.
It's her.
Oh, it's on Kate. You told Kate to name it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I was confused. I thought Sean had to name it. I was like, he's never going to get this.
No, I don't. Shoot. Wait. It's a Woody Allen movie then, I guess. Am I? Oh, dang it. I don't know it. So what do I... Oh, geez. Somebody's happy that I don't know.
So Sean gets the point.
Yeah, Sean gets the point. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I don't know it either. And I know.
Is it New York Stories?
Yeah.
Oh.
New York Stories.
I had. Everybody's still mad at me. And
you know, I loved Mayor Koch in Mississippi Burning. I loved him in Californication.
Woody Allen in Raising Arizona.
Jennifer Love Hewitt must have been a little higher on the list.
All right. Well, it's easy to make fun when you're not playing, because it is very hard to come up with these things sometimes. So does that mean everybody has a point?
Yeah.
Everybody has a point. Holy shit. We gotta move this along. All right. So this is going to be speed rounds.
Grandma, I'm coming home late tonight.
Everybody has to pick real fast. So Kate got the point, and Sean got the point. So who asked her to? Who asked?
I said.
You
name
said
it.
To name it. So Scott, you get to start, mm-hmm. And we start with. Would you like to go with who went why where and how? Michael Rooker or let's go back to Dead Man Walking.
Let me try Dead Man Walking.
Walk in, Dead Man Walking. 78, 83, 85.
Because
he didn't die in Hairspray. What?
78.
78. Okay. 4 stars from Leonard Maltin. He calls this movie stunning. And he says that it packs an emotional wallop. And there are 7 names. How many names did you get in, Scott Aukerman?
78. 0.
Walking. It's Kate's turn, right?
Name that movie.
Really? You can't go negative?
No, I don't think so.
All right, name it, Scott.
Deer Hunter?
That's correct.
Boy.
We start with Sean Jordan. Would you like first name basis, Michael Rooker, or who, what, where, when, why, and how?
Who, what, when, where, and hi. How?
What if that was one of the choices? Hi.
Hi. Hi, you are. And how?
Movies with the word hi in the title.
Hi, I love you.
Cast list, one name, Doug Benson.
Let's have an opening sequence together sometime.
All right.
Oh, wait, an ending sequence, sorry.
Would you like a who, what, where, when, why, how from 80 or 2000?
2000.
I accidentally loaded in two 2000s, so that's why you only get two choices.
Thank you.
I picked one for you, though. 1.5 stars from Leonard. He's generous. He calls the movie Cheerless. And he says the film is loud and cluttered.
That is certainly not describing who let the dogs out. Huh.
And there are 7 names. How many names do you think you can get?
It's who, what, when, where, why, and how.
Yeah, those are in the title, one of them. Or more. 2000. Five names.
Name that movie.
The 5 names are Taylor Momsen.
There it is.
Clint Howard. Molly Shannon, Bill Irwin, and Christine Baranski. It's got who, what, where, when, why, or how.
Just to clarify,
title.
Did you say Clit Howard?
Yeah. And it's Cheerless and Loud and Cluttered. Any ideas, Sean Jordan?
I do not. That's
finalist
too,
from Portland.
Yeah. It's too broad. There's too many fucking... Who, what? There's 6 words that could potentially be in there, and they could all be cluttered together. Don't shake your head.
Pick something.
I can't even think of anything.
What is it, everybody?
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas is correct.
Very humbling.
There wasn't a single wrong answer in the audience.
I know.
No one was like, "Where the buffalo roam?" All right, so that point goes to Scott Aukerman, who has 2 points.
No, I have 3.
Oh. I just want this to never end. It's so exciting when everybody knows how to play and has really strong, good guesses and
yeah.
Negative names. Did anybody get 0 or negative? You got a 0-1. So if you don't, if you win this tournament of championships, then you, of course, will be ineligible for the next one. Yeah, I know, it's complicated. But I've got it all worked out. There's going to be 3 Tournament of Championships. The first one was won by Matt Bronger. The next one's going to be won by you, Paul F. Tompkins, or a third person determined
and
a
then
few
there's
weeks
a super,
from now.
Yeah.
And then eventually there'll be a super Tournament of Championships. Yeah. It's going to be nuts, you guys. Scalpers are going to be getting up to $17 for the tickets. It's going to be so crazy. So who'd you win for? You won for Elena. So Elena gets the whole bag of stuff. We hook her up. There you go, young lady. And where's Joe at? Is Joe around? Like he just
Joe,
took
you
off.
Still in the house?
Come down here, Joe. I want you to write down on this piece of paper who you'd like me to call a shithead at the end of the show.
What about my main man,
and then
Hans?
I know Hans, I think, put that back there already, right? What? Okay.
I just assumed
right,
that's what
yours
it was.
Down. Yeah, that's what it's for. Some people write it on the back of their name tag. Joe couldn't write it on the back of his Legos, so that makes perfect sense.
What if he had alternate Legos on the back?
Oh, that's me?
That's you.
Oh, wow. There's a little me. It's got. It looks more like Kevin Smith, but that's cool. And you're taking the whole thing back?
Yes.
All right, but I get to... yes, I need my Legos. Somebody has to masturbate from time to time. I need something in the background of the pictures I send to Representative Anthony Weiner.
Timely as the day is long. A lot of people would look at it as how generous he gave me a Lego.
All right. Okay, I got that one. All right, here we go. Thank you so much for playing, you guys. Scott Aukerman is advancing to the next round. You're a wonderful panel. Next week's guests are amazing. I hope they don't cancel. Past and future guest Crazy Al Yankovic has a new record that's out this week, right, Scott? It's called Alpocalypse, and you can
a week from Tuesday, I believe.
A week from, or so, the few days after this podcast plops, and you can get it on iTunes if you like fun. That should be, you know, I don't know if he has an official slogan yet for his new album, but I think that's a good one. Buy it if you like fun. And let me get a picture of you guys. And as always, Chris Olsen is a shithead. And is a shithead.
I agree with that one.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of both his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.